We are the Southeast AgNet, covering agriculture like no one else can across the deep Southeast.
Hurricane Dennis may have destroyed up to half of the cotton crop in parts of Florida. According to Florida ag officials, an estimated 56,000 acres of cropland were affected by Dennis in Santa Rosa County alone.
From Ag News with Cindy Zimmerman to Livestock News with Randall Wiseman. Well, the Supreme Court has ruled that the beef checkoff program is constitutional, and the latest peanut news from Tyron Spearman.
Price of peanuts went down this week, $5 per ton on the national posted price, posted by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Along with citrus news from Gary Cooper.
Around and about citrus industry, the July meeting of Florida citrus commissioners going into the afternoon Wednesday with several interesting tidbits coming from discussion.
And fruit and vegetable news.
In fruit and vegetable news on the Southeast AgNet, a Florida company was among five agricultural businesses honored for their environmental stewardship initiatives last week during a special ceremony in the United States Capitol building.
From the Southeast AgNet, it's Bottom Line. The cash cattle market continued its quiet ways Wednesday as neither packer buyers nor cattle owners were willing to give. Plus, Bottom Line, keeping you up to date on the latest market information. Southeast AgNet's Everett Greiner provides a daily commentary called AgriView.
It's a fact that agriculture is a major source of energy use. And when most people think about agricultural energy use, they think diesel fuel. Well, certainly it's a major source, but by no means the only source.
While Daniel Lee also provides daily ag weather forecasts for 16 regions across Alabama, Florida, and Georgia.
Friday's rain to be scattered less than 1/10 of an inch with highs of 89 to 96. Pan evaporation averaging under 3/10 of an inch, continuing your high drying potential.
Plus, Cindy Zimmerman does a feature-oriented program designed to appeal to a general audience on ag-related topics called This Land of Ours.
Radishes, as most of us know them, are round and red and come packaged in plastic baggies in the produce section. But that's only one variety of these mustard family relatives.
We are Southeast AgNet.
Citrus Department research continues showing lots of consumers are confused about new juice drink mixtures.
Alabama has been selected for a national signing ceremony for participating in the new Conservation Security Program.
Peanut farmers are reminded that this is the final week that they can sign up for their direct payments.
On Georgia Livestock News from the Southeast AgNet, when it comes to animal identification, we all know it's coming.
Most Americans don't know what it's like to be hungry, except maybe that when they miss a meal.
No rain's anticipated for tonight. Lows will be 72 to 77 degrees.
The Sunbelt Ag Expo Summer Field Day was held last week despite very wet conditions. Expo Director Chip Laylock says it's been an interesting growing season for the test plots in Moultrie.
We've received 26 inches of rain since April the 1st.
Covering all aspects of agriculture in Alabama, Florida, and Georgia, we are the Southeast AgNet.